Masachet Mehila Perek Dalet Mishnah Chet came to Barosha Ilan Shel Hegdik Lo Nenin Velo Mala, and that's that it's found on top of a tree of Hegdik. The tree is Hegdik, but the nest was made up of little pieces of wood from other trees which are not Hegdik. You're not allowed to benefit from that nest Licha Tchila, since it was found on top of a tree Shel Hegdik. But if you do benefit from it, you would not bring a Korban Mehila, since the pieces of wood which make up the nest did not come from the Ilan Shel Hegdik. But from the birds that are found in the nest, if those birds do not need their mother anymore, you would be allowed to benefit from those birds. Sheba Ashera, Yatiz Bekana. If a nest is found on top of a tree which is an Ashera, and Ashera is an Avodah Zarah, and it's also a Behana, you're not allowed to climb the tree to get the nest, as that would be considered benefiting from the Ashera. Instead, you can knock down the nest with a rod. And once you knock it down with the rod, you can benefit from the nest. But from the base of the eggs, or a Frochem chicks, that still need their mother, you cannot benefit from them. You can only benefit from chicks that no longer need their mother. And that's true by Hegdish. Also, a nest that is found on top of an Elon Shel Hegdish, and other benefits from the basin, or the Afrochim that still need their mother, only from the Afrochim that no longer need their mother. Hamakdish is a Chayrish. Morlim Bekulo. Somebody who's Makdish a forest. Anybody who benefits from any part of the forest, including the leaves or small pieces of wood, would have to bring a Korban Me'ila. Hakizbarim Shalaku Efe Eitzim. Gizbarim of Hegdik that bought the right to cut down trees and use those trees for the binyan beit hamikdash. Marlim be'etzim, they marlim lo b'shipoy, v'lo b'nemiyah. Anybody who benefits from the etzim themselves would have to bring a korban me'ilah. Even if you benefit from the shards of wood that fall off when the trees are made into beams, it's considered hegdish, and you would have to bring a korban me'ilah. But if you benefit from shavings of wood or from leaves that fall off the tree when they're being cut down, you would not bring a korban me'ilah. Since the Gizbarim did not buy the forest itself, instead they bought the right to cut down the tree. They only had in mind to be makdish eitzim that could be used for the binyan habayis. So therefore, shavings of wood and leaves that cannot be used for the binyan habayis are not considered hegdik. So therefore, if you benefit from them, you would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. Second me'ilah, perek dalet mishnah aleph. Kachem is be'ach mitzdarf and zem zeh lim me'ilah. Kachem is be'ach would combine to mechayiv to bring a korban me'ilah. In order to be chayiv to bring a korban me'ilah, you have to benefit at least a shavur pruta worth from hegdik. And if you have two korbanot and you benefit a half a pruta from each korban, those two half prutas would combine to be mechayiv to bring a korban me'ilah. Well, lechayiv aleihem mishum pigol noiser b'tami. And so two different korbanot would combine to be mechayiv yukarit for eating pigol noiser or tami. If you have two korbanos and they're both pigol noiser or tami, and you ate half a kedayis worth from each korban, that would combine to be mechayiv you karis. As in order to be mechayiv karis, you have to eat at least a kedayis worth, and even though you ate only half a kedayis from each korban, since both korbanos were pigol noiser or tami, you'd be mechayiv karis. Kachay berek habayis mitzdarf and zeh and zeh. Kachay berek habayis also would combine to be mechayiv you a korban me'ilah. As if you benefit from kachem berek habayis, kachem that's not used for a korban, instead it's used l'tzarech habinyan, you're also chayiv to bring a korban me'ilah. And if you benefit half a pruta from one kachem berek habayis and half a pruta from a different kachem berek habayis, they would combine to mechayiv you to bring a korban me'ilah. Kachem is bad, but kachem berek habayis mitzarfin zem zeh lim me'ilah. So too, kachem is bad and kachem berek habayis also would combine to mechayiv you a korban me'ilah. If you benefit half a pruta worth from kachem is bad and kachem that is used for a korban, and half a kedayis worth from kachem berek habayis, kachem that is not brought for a korban, it's used with tzarech habinyan, those two half prutas would combine to be mechayiv to bring a korban me'ilah.